Join us this week for KSMU's Sense of Community series, Unsheltered, looking at how local homeless residents are navigating the pandemic. Support comes from community partners Neighbors Mill Bakery and Cafe, Sunbelt Environmental Services, and Synergy Recovery Center.
Get a job, you lazy bum. That phrase, or colorful variations of it, is something several people I interviewed for this series told me they had heard. So for this segment, we're going to hear from three homeless men who are trying to do just that. Get a job while experiencing homelessness during a pandemic.
Like, I had a job, but I got fired. And I tried getting it back.
The first one is 21-year-old River Heron. On the night before Thanksgiving, he was huddled under a blanket with a friend outside a building downtown. Heron says most recently he worked as a tire tech at an auto shop in Springfield.
Yeah, I just busted down the tires, switched them out and stuff.
He says he's had trouble getting his official documents, and that's a challenge many homeless people face, and it's been exacerbated by the pandemic.
It's gotten a really big, like, hard time for me to get my birth certificate and stuff so I can get a job. Like, a lot of places you can't go into and you're closed and everything. It's the Social Security office, I can't even get my Social Security card or nothing.
On that same night, I meet Preston Dye, who's planning to sleep in a parking garage with a few others. Originally from southeast Missouri, he's a convicted felon, and that's a big strike against him where employment is concerned. Still, he's used to working odd jobs, he says.
I do a lot. I've done custodial work. I've done warehousing. That's my main forte. And I've been in the restaurant business cooking, and I've done landscaping, a little bit of landscaping, distribution type of stuff.
But the pandemic quickly put an end to a lot of his opportunity, he said.
My work was hard before the pandemic, but with it now, I ain't getting no jobs, period, until this really gets over with.
They called early. They did call earlier.
And William Still is a 48-year-old Army veteran who says he's been homeless for over a year.
I've spent 20 years cleaning carpets, repairing carpets.
Still says his driver's license has been suspended because he failed to pay child support. On the day I met him, Still was at the only facility in Springfield that offers a free shower for the unsheltered homeless, the Veterans Coming Home Center. He says he's trying to stay as neat and tidy as possible in case he gets an interview.
It's just kind of hard when they hire you for a job and you show up with everything you own. They wonder why you're bringing all this stuff with you because you can't leave it anywhere because people will steal it.
Describe your pack, like your belongings. Are they here?
Yes, ma'am. They're inside. I have a 4-man tent, 2 sleeping bags, and 3 backpacks, and that's what I haul with me everywhere I go.
What all is in your packs, your belongings?
My hygiene and my clothes.
Where do you get your hygiene items?
Right here at Veterans Coming Home Center.
The Missouri Jobs Center is a government-funded agency that helps all residents, homeless or not, find and keep employment. Spokeswoman Catherine Trombetta says homeless residents can access free technology at their East Sunshine location or a branch at the Fairbanks, a hub for low-income residents in North Springfield. People can get free resume help and also get set up with a Zoom call job interview at either location, she said. Because of the pandemic, the Job Center is offering its services by appointment only right now, and participants will need to be screened with COVID-related questions, Trombetta said. The number for the main branch at 2900 East Sunshine Street is 887-4343, and the Job Center at the Fairbanks can be reached at 834-6660. There are city bus stops near each of those locations. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Jennifer Moore.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series is provided by Neighbors Mill Bakery and Cafe, Sunbelt Environmental Services, and Synergy Recovery Center.